Father God, thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. Lord, we thank you for your faith. We thank you, Lord, for your trust. We thank you, Lord, for causing us to do all things, Lord, for thy name's sake, Lord. God, because we know you are God, and besides you, there is no other, Lord. You gave us your only begotten Son, Lord, that we might receive salvation through him, Lord. And we should walk according to your word, Lord, because every word of God is good. Every word of God is good, Lord. And is useful for edification, Lord, for strength, that we might be renewed in the spirit of our minds, Lord. We might do that which is pleasing in your sight, Lord, according to the spirit of holiness and righteousness and sanctification that you have ordained from the foundation of the earth, Lord, that we should walk with you and no other, that our hearts should not go after other gods, but that we should be sanctified in you, that our hearts would thoroughly be for you, Lord, and not for the things of this world. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I praise you. And I thank you and give you the glory. Amen. And you know, I'm going to continue to speak as thus says the Lord, as God has given me. And I will continue to say those things, you know, according to the Spirit, you know, has led me, you know, to speak. And these are the times, you know, that the Lord shall roll out of Zion, and his vengeance is with him. Make no mistake about it. When he comes out of Zion this time, he's not going to be a meek and a lowly lamb. He's going to come with vengeance and judgment. It's in his hand and even in his mouth, the words that he shall speak. Because these are the times of judgment. As I have warned in every single message that I preach, we are in the time of judgment. And God will judge this earth and this nation because of all the sin that's in the land. He shall execute a fierce anger and a wrath upon this earth. So we must now turn to the living God. This is the time to turn, because whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So we must call upon him and sanctify ourselves unto him, because his judgment is in his hand. Understand, God is not a man, you know, that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. And these things were spoken beforehand that we should know, you know, when they come, that they are of God. Understand? So make no mistake about it. We are in that time. We are in that time. And God will not relent. He will not change his mind. He will not retain, and he will not stop until everything is purged with fire. Everything. Everything. He will burn up everything and try it with fire. And that which can withstand the fire shall be delivered. So we gotta make sure we have the mind and the heart of God to do the things that are pleasing in the sight of the Almighty God. God don't want us entangled with this world. He don't want us entangled with this world and the things that are of this world. Listen, we got to seek the kingdom of God and the righteousness of God. And everything that you need will be delivered unto you, even in the time of trouble, even in the time of tribulation. I've said before, God will sustain us through all these things. We must put our trust and our hope and our faith in him. But this world will fail. All these things will fail. These politicians will fail, even as they're failing you now. You can see the lies coming out of their mouth every time they open their mouth. They seek to save themselves and not the people. Every lie that come out of their mouth is for themselves and for those around them. That's all they care about. These are greedy dogs, hungry dogs. They're greedy, lustful men. They are servants of sin. And they seek the pleasures of this world. They seek the pleasures of this world. Ungodly men. ungodly men. So tell me, what can these men do for you? They can't do anything for you. Your hope and trust is in the Almighty God. It's in God and it's God alone. Through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is our redemption, and our redemption draws nigh. Look upon the earth and see the treachery of men. Look upon the earth. You can see it. You can see it. If you just open your eyes a little bit, you can see it. Nothing but treachery everywhere you go. Lies. Greed. Think about this. I think about this oftentimes. When you go to the a restaurant, you know, or you go to pick up your food from a restaurant, you think they would be grateful that you're buying food from them. But no, they're not grateful. They're not grateful that you're spending your time and spending your money, getting in your car, coming to pick up your food and all these things. Okay? They want you to give them another tip on top of what you've already repaid them, regardless that they're already charging you $30-$40 for that one meal. They don't care. They want more. And they don't want 5%. They don't want 10%. They start out now at 15% because of the greed. And this has always been men's way. The more you give, the more they want to take away from you. They don't care whether or not you and your family are starving, you know, but they will grab at that extra 15%. You understand? Because this is greed. It's unnecessary. It's unnecessary. You understand? You know, you thank God for, Jesus said, thank God for what you already got. Thank God. You understand? You know, people are spending their money in your place, but yet you still trying to grab as much as you can from them. You know, and some will put in an automatic, you know, gratuity, you know, under the table, you know, hoping you don't see it. But this is greed. This is selfishness. It's unbelievable, the mind of men these days. You know, it's you know, but God told us that these things would come upon the face of the earth. Covetousness. Just greedy, hungry, lustful, dirty men. You know, and the filth is in their hearts. And they're all around us. They're all around us. But God has promised to deliver us in the day of trouble. And his hand is always stretched forth to bring us forth during this time. But we must not yield ourselves, you know, to the servants of this world or to the things of this world, but rather yield ourselves to the Spirit of the Almighty God. And that way God will always be there for us. We must yield ourselves completely unto the Spirit of the Almighty God. And I understand that this is a process. Jesus said, through time and patience will bring forth good fruit. And this is what God wants. He wants us to walk with him daily, day by day. That way we can gain patience, we can gain fruitfulness. He said, give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day. You know, so let us continue to walk and strive to do the things of the Almighty God through patience, through time, nurturing, through the Word of God, and by His Holy Spirit. But we can't do these things without fasting and praying and being in the presence of the Almighty God. We must renew ourselves. God is our source. He is our life. He is our habitation, and we must dwell in him. Jesus said, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. If it wasn't true, I wouldn't tell you. He's not going to tell us a lie.
like these politicians. They're going to lie to us like Donald Trump. He's going to tell us the truth. Jesus said, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. So there is. God is our habitation. We can only dwell in him through the Holy Spirit. But we must nourish that spirit. We must nourish it through the word of God and by being in the presence of the Almighty God. Seeking those things to purify our souls from the filthiness that's in the world. Because God is not going to take us out of the world, not right now, not until the appointed time. So we must live in this world and still be undefiled within this world. And God is able to deliver us. There's no temptation falling us that God knows that we cannot stand. He makes a way to resist every temptation. He shows us a way out. But we got to lean on God and trust in him. Because the world is full of sin. The world is full of turmoil. And we must trust in God. Because his judgment is coming. His vengeance is coming. Through his mighty hand, he shall judge the nations, says the Almighty God. Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. The great and terrible day of the Lord is at hand. It's at hand. Judgment is here. Judgment is here. And America will fall. America will fall. God will bring swift destruction to this nation because of the filthiness that's in her. She has defiled herself with all the filthy things and corrupt things of the earth. So God will bring destruction unto this nation. Make no mistake about it. The anger of the Lord is against this wicked land. Because of all the leaders, because of all the preachers, because all the people that are following after these things, instead of following after the true, the one true living God, there's only one. There's only one true living God and one Savior, and that's the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There is no other that we can call upon in the day of trouble. There's no other that can deliver us in the day of his vengeance. He is our salvation. He is our light. Jesus is the only way. I don't care how many other churches they come up with, and they can tell you this and they can tell you that, but the way has already been set. When the Lord left, he established his church, and that's the church that he will be coming back for. There will be no other church. There's only one, says the Lord God Almighty. And his sheep will obey him. They will follow after the things of God. They will seek after the things of God, no matter what time, no matter how much trouble is in this earth. The people of God will seek after the things of God. Even as he told Elijah, when the land was full of all the Israelites serving Baal, he said, I have preserved 7,000 unto myself who have not bowed unto Baal. And God don't want us to bow to the things of this world. He don't want us to bow. Even as he delivered Elijah from Jezebel and from Ahab, he's able to deliver us. He's a just God, and he's a holy God. And we must walk in the way that he has set before us, the path that is set before us. It is a path of righteousness and holiness and sanctification. that our bodies shall be committed unto the things of God, and not unto the worship of devils and sorcery and fornication and adultery. Because we know that he is the one true living God, and his spirit bear witness. But his vengeance is upon the earth. His judgment is upon the land. Repent, repent, repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. For now is the axe laid to the root of the tree, and every tree that does not bring forth good fruit shall be hewn down and cast into the fire, says the Almighty God. We must turn away from our wickedness as a nation and as a people and the churches of God and return unto the living God. This is a backsliding people, a people that does not know God, a people that does not worship him, that only seeking the lust to fulfill the lust of their flesh and of their eyes and of the pride of living in this sinful world. We must turn back to the living God, says the Spirit of the Almighty God. Judgment is here. Judgment is here. Judgment is here. Turn now to the living God. Because God is a mighty hand. He's a mighty Savior. He's a mighty Savior. And we know that we can trust in the Almighty God. God has proven himself throughout time. He has proven himself. You can go through the history of the Bible and through the history of the Israel. And you can see every single time, even though they doubted God, even though the Israelite doubted God, God showed his mighty hand among that people. In the midst of a sinful people, God revealed himself. And even among the Gentiles, God produced a mighty work among them, that he should reveal himself, that he is the God of all nations. He revealed himself unto a people that did not call upon his name. They didn't even call upon him, but he wanted to provoke Israel unto jealousy, that they might see and know that he is the one true living God. Instead, they steadfastly went after the things of the world, even as we are doing now. God is calling his people unto repentance. He wants us up from among the filthiness that's in these countries. It's nothing but filth. How long will we continue to abide in these things? How long will we continue? The time is now to repent. Turn away from your sinful ways. Turn away from your arrogant ways, your prideful ways. Pride cometh before destruction, a haughty spirit before the fall. Know that the Lord thy God is able to deliver us. We're of a meek and a contrite spirit. God don't care who you are. God don't care what you are. He is able to deliver us. He don't care nothing about how much you got in the bank. He don't care about those things. He don't care about how many houses you got. He doesn't care. He's here to deliver your soul from damnation and from destruction. You know, people get caught up in all these things. But God don't want us caught up in all these things. He wants us to seek him. Because I tell you, the judgment of God is here. He's about to pour out his wrath upon the nations and upon this wicked country called America. Because this is a woeful nation. This is a sinful land. A land full of sorceries and witchcraft. Abominations of every sort. Anything wicked and evil you can think of is in America. We must turn away from these things, or the wrath of God will be upon us. Repent. 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 The kingdom of heaven is at hand. We must yield ourselves unto the Almighty God. Let's not be enslaved by this flesh. Because you are a slave if you're living by the flesh. You're not free. You're not free. You're bound to sin. Because the only thing that's in this flesh is sin. And we cannot serve God in the flesh. It is contrary to the spirit and to the will of God. There's nothing that you can do in this flesh that will satisfy God. Nothing. I don't care what you do. If you do it in the flesh, you cannot please and you cannot satisfy God. Cannot. And that's a guarantee. We must abide in the spirit of the Almighty God. To do the things that are right in his eyes. True holiness, walk in true holiness, true righteousness and sanctification, and a pure heart before the living God. We need a pure heart. These are the days we need a pure heart. God wants our intentions to be pure. Not going after the lust of this world. These things drive us away from the living God. They drive us away from the living God. Even as Solomon in all his wisdom and all his glory, he was corrupted by those things. He was corrupted. So see, we think that we're better than Solomon. No, we're not. We are men. We are men. And how are we so easily carried away with the lustfulness of this world? We are carried away easily because our hearts are not set on God. But if your heart is set on God, even as David was, you, even in error, even when you do things wrong, you will always turn back to the living God. You will always turn back to the living God. And this is what God desires. He desires a faithful people, a people that no matter what, they will turn to the living God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Thank you for your deliverance even this day, God, by your mighty hand. You shall keep your people, God. By your mighty hand, you shall bring destruction to the nations and to this world. I thank God. Through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because he has given us hope. He has given us hope and hope that is seen is not hope. But we know that it is ever present. Because the Spirit bear witness that these things are true. And that they are of the Almighty God. Thank you. And I bless you. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, thank you, Father. Amen.